Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is Tuesday. It is June 24th. There's only 6 more days left in June. And then we're into July.
I
and
can't
the 4th
believe
of
that.
4th of July weekend coming up next week.
No, I don't feel like I've done summer yet. It's already going to be July.
Well, summer, though, is not. I mean, just started four days ago.
For me, it's always June, July, August. That's summer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so I feel like I've already pooped away 1 month, and now we only have July and August.
Well, you're not going to get it back.
I know.
All right, the forecast today. Let's start there, okay? It's supposed to be a little bit nasty, I guess. Later this afternoon, thunderstorms are coming through. Now, of course, we never know what's going to happen in Colorado, but in the forecast, high winds, some hail, lightning, all that, and maybe even more. Maybe
Who
even
knows?
A tornado warning.
Or maybe nothing.
Maybe nothing.
Who knows?
We'll find out later on today. All right, a couple of stories that are out there. First of all, let's start with the volcano and the lady that's trapped down there. Jamie, you brought this story this morning because you have been watching this. I wasn't even aware of it.
This is insane. So there's this girl. She was hiking, right? She's a, like, super fit girl, and she was hiking in Indonesia. She had a guide. She did everything correctly. Like, if you're going to travel alone, travel with a guide. So she had a guide, and she was hiking along the volcano. She slipped and fell. She fell 1,600 feet, but she slid all the way down, 1,600 feet. Her guide left. He just ditched her. Didn't tell authorities, didn't tell anybody. Then apparently these other hikers came along and heard her screaming for help.
Oh, no.
And so that's how they found out. So they've been trying to get her. She's been down there, I think, for 4 or 5 days. Thank God for drones. So they saw her on a cliff, and they got her some food and water, I guess. And now she's slid down further, and they don't know where she is.
Oh. She's missing.
So her friend put out an Instagram post, and we can play it now. Here's her friend.
All right. First of all, it started on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, they were able to contact her. They could hear the screams. Since yesterday, nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
They said that they think she slid further down.
Juliana has been missing now for over 60 hours, and she needs urgent rescue. Juliana was living her dream, backpacking through Southeast Asia. She spent a long time preparing for this, saving money. She planned everything very carefully. She was always in touch with her family about her destinations. On June 20th, she went on an excursion with the local agency to Mount Rinjani. And on the second day of the hike, she fell from a height of approximately 300 meters off the trail. And since then, she's been waiting for rescue.
Wait, wait, it goes way longer than that.
There's more.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Got a part one, part two.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, wait, that's not all she had to say.
Yeah. No, there's okay. A part two, okay. Too. Okay. I don't know why we broke it up, okay. But we did.
Okay.
And it's all good.
Okay.
Her family only found out about the accident through social media from some tourists who were passing by. And since then, they've been in contact with the Brazilian embassy and the Indonesian government. But what we have received are conflicting, delayed, and often false information. They said that after 17 hours, she had received food and water, which was a relief for everyone. But that was not true. The rescue team reached her. They got to her unprepared, without proper equipment to be able to reach her. Then the operation was supposed to continue today, the 22nd, at dawn, but they were unsuccessful because, unfortunately, she is no longer where she was last seen. We do not know where she is right now. She's missing, and the place where she is now is dangerous, with difficult access. It's very slippery, and she keeps sliding down. We're living a nightmare here, and Julianne is missing. She's out there somewhere on this mountain.
I'm confused. Okay, she's down in this, and it's an active volcano, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the heat down there is just not too much?
I don't know. And the gases, they are being lowered down there. So, I mean, it's, and people are going down there to try to find her.
Yeah, might not be too
I don't think this is going to turn out.
I don't either.
I think that since they've not heard a peep from her, and they did, she's no longer on that ledge that they thought she was on. Well, they knew she was on there because of the drone, but she's no longer there. She's relocated, either fainted or something. I don't think it looks good. I really don't.
And the thing is, they keep going, the rescuers keep going in, but then like fog, it'll say like, helicopters and had to be had to go around because the heavy fog. It just seems like an impossible thing. And what I really like the most is the empathy that we have here at Alice 105.9. When I say to Shmadil, hey, will you find that lady? It's just such a sad story. And he comes back and he goes, I have the audio and we got to save her because she's a pole dancer.
She's a good pole dancer, man.
It's not funny, bub.
She's probably dead.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I want her to be alive. I'm not.
You're in there watching her videos.
It's creepy.
You're wrong, man. You're just wrong.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
Because that's all we can do.
You're a sad human being. Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, seriously, with this story, though, man, what a terrible, you can't even imagine how she's feeling. When she fell down in this thing, hopeless, sitting on the ledge.
Screaming for help.
And you're in a volcano. The person's left you.
I can't believe that guy does
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just leave her down there? You know she's down there? You didn't go get help or anything?
I mean, didn't even tell anybody. It's so bizarre. I mean, that's you have one job. You know, it's not your fault she slid. Go get help for her.
Exactly.
What a story.
It is. Isn't it? It's like something you can't even fathom.
It reminds me of those miners that were trapped.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sometimes, certain stories like this develop, and it's like, wow. It's something that, it's almost like a movie.
Yeah.
It's like a movie that's been shot that you're going to, go see somebody trapped in a volcano.
And the thing is, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I mean, she's just this beautiful, really fit girl, you know? And you just didn't see this, like, I mean, not that if she was heavy and ugly, you would see it coming, but you just didn't, like, she did everything right. She got a professional guide. She's been planning it, you know? She did everything right. Wasn't reckless at all.
You get out there, though, man, these volcanoes, and, I know with getting what they call a guide when you go scuba diving and stuff. I mean, something can go wrong fast because you're in an environment that's really treacherous.
Well, actually, Carson and his wife ate in a volcano.
Yeah, so we did one of these hikes in Bali, and we got up like 2, we had to be there at like 4 a.m. to start this hike, and it was an active volcano, similar like this one, and we actually cooked our eggs in the side of the mountain because the steam, it was so hot that it cooked
that
the eggs.
That is pretty cool.
Cooked our breakfast. It was sweet.
Yeah. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know if your hike was as treacherous as hers, though.
No, we definitely didn't go into
you brought
go
breakfast
into the
with you. You brought eggs and bacon. I don't know if she had eggs and bacon with her. I have no idea.
We don't know.
We don't know. All right. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, Tuesday. Storms on the way.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. You know, it's funny you bring up this story about this fake psychologist, Jamie, off air when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I want to be your psychologist right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like there's something bothering you, and I want to assure you that it's okay. It's going to be okay.
What is bothering
Don't worry.
Me?
And I know it's eating you up inside. Wait,
can I tell the story first about the psychologist?
My story's better.
There's this lady, this freaking lady, and if you've ever had a child evaluation, they come into your home. We both had to have one. We were ordered by the judge, my ex and myself. And there's the psychologist, they come into your house and they evaluate you, right? And they see how you are as a parent. They talk to your kid. They check and see if you have food in your pantry. It's just a bunch of crap. And they just observe you as a parent. It's really dumb. Well, she's been doing this, and she screwed over some dude and said he wasn't like a good parent. And well, then he started feeling like something was off with this psychologist.
Yeah.
And so he called like all her credentials. She was a fake PhD. She has no credentials. She's been sentenced yesterday to 4 years in jail because she lied about being a psychologist.
I think I could be a psychologist.
I don't.
I really do.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's that hard.
You don't listen to anyone.
Exactly.
You just have to sit there.
And you always top everybody. Give. Like I said the other day. I said,
I listen to you. I'm about to give you advice.
No, I said the other day. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have this lump. And I'm like scared about it. Oh, yeah, I thought I had cancer. It's like, you didn't even hear me.
I heard you. I was comparing us.
He needed to tell me. No, because I heard your entire story about your mouth cancer.
Yeah. I did. I thought I had
it.
Yeah,
I heard.
All right. So listen. All right. Here's what I detected yesterday.
Okay.
By listening, by the way. Okay. Something's eating Jamie up, and I want to get to the bottom of it right now and let you know that it's okay.
We are sitting here. I don't know what's eating me up. I'm trying to think. What's eating me up?
No clue.
Oh,
it's eating you from the inside like a big old nasty virus.
Yeah. Is it the fact that
a parasite.
Is it the fact that I'm trying to wean off semi-glutide and I haven't had any in two weeks and I've been eating everything?
Nope.
Because that has been, it's not eating me up. I've been eating up.
Okay. No. This is not you eating something else. Okay. This is eating you up. Okay.
Right.
It's the reverse.
Yeah.
We're sitting here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 days from vacation, summer vacation. And Jamie has no plans.
No plans.
And it's eating her alive. Because I've known Jamie for several years now.
Yeah, several.
Okay?
Yep.
And this has never happened before.
No, I always have somewhere.
And you mentioned this 3 or 4 times yesterday off the air. And I know it's bugging you.
It is bugging me.
You've got a kid that's at home right now from college.
Well, we talked about
it
last night.
He's down at the DOD working, and so he can't go on vacation. You're stuck yourself. You're in a situation you've never been in before.
So I asked him about it, and I was like, okay, listen, I just realized I have vacation, and I didn't even know it. And I'm like, so I think we should go back to Illinois, and you should see your cousins, and we'll just go hang out. I might put Grandpa Bob's house on the market.
He doesn't have time.
That's what he said.
He doesn't have time. You can't come in here and work for the DOD for 2 days and take 2 weeks off.
I go, well, how about if you just, I go, do you know what? Like, he's like, Mom, I'm making money. I need to put the money in the bank, right? And I was like, well, I mean, just take a day off. He's like, I can't, I just started.
Look.
He can't. He's like, and you know what else he said? And I kind of want to do 4th of July with my friends.
Gotcha. But you're alone. There's no doubt about that, okay? I get it.
I think I'm going to go to Illinois, but, you know.
I'm just saying
it's not
bothering
Paris.
You.
Yeah.
No, it's bothering you. You just feel like that you need to be on a plane.
I do.
The destination could be Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for all you care. You just need to go.
I need to be with a guide in a volcano.
The word vacation and you being in your residential zip code just do not go together.
Well, also saying vacation, and listen, I love Southern Illinois, but that's not a...
It's not a vacation.
Well, especially if I'm like, I have to find a realtor, put my dad's house on the market, and then that's...
Seems like work.
Well, here's what I'm here to tell you, okay? It's okay. It's okay to stay home.
No.
Take it from me, recliner guy, okay? It's okay to sit at home for a week and watch TV under the air conditioning, eating bonbons. It's okay.
You only live once. You got to go places, man.
Well, you do. You do go places, but you can take one vacation off. And just sit at home and do the staycation. Do the staycation.
I was thinking about going to Lanai. I love Lanai. Lanai.
Yeah, well, that's a tough choice, Lanai or Southern Illinois.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And I was like telling my kid, I was like, just take a couple of days.
But it's eating you up.
I'm
right about that. It does bother you.
I don't want to stay at home.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah. But I did detect that yesterday when you were talking.
Who wants to stay at home for vacation?
Me.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, by the way, we have Lola tickets to give away. We'll do that in about 5 minutes or so. So stand by. If you're saying, Lola, who the hell's Lola? By golly, that's her right there.
I feel like it's every girl I know's theme song.
Oh, yeah. This is a really good song.
It is a good song, yeah.
All right, Jamie's subscription to the Weekly World News is up and running again.
Listen,
she's over here talking BS all over the place.
Can I just tell you
something? I got to sit here and listen to it while these songs and commercials are playing.
It's true, you do. Okay, so here's the thing. I subscribe to Apple News. Yeah. And what Apple News does is it pulls together all the best articles every single day.
Oh, this is one of the best?
Yeah, from all the periodicals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they pull
it. Really the best.
Well, I had two of them. You didn't even mention the other one, the 10,500-year-old lady that looks hot.
Yeah.
So they just put together a 10,000. 2,500-year-old lady. They put her face together with DNA, and they reconstructed it, and she's beautiful.
I do like those reconstructions they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, where so they take,
10,500 years old, this lady.
A skeleton. You see it on crime shows where people have died, and they get the skeleton, they recreate it. It's pretty cool.
So there. So that was one of the stories.
All right, that's one.
That's one.
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker. This comes from Popular Science. Who doesn't love Popular Science magazine, right? Did you know that orcas loofah each other?
Say that one more time.
Orcas loofah each other.
The loofah, just like we have in the shower, right?
Yeah, do you loofah?
I use a loofah, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. I guess I do loofah.
Oh, you're a loofah-er.
Yeah, I do. Nice. I do. I don't like people watching, but I do it on my own.
Do you go to Halsey concerts?
I don't even loofah, man.
Secretly. Wait, you don't loofah?
No.
Oh, he doesn't loofah, but BJ Harris loofahs?
It's an eye-opening day around here. Spadil, do you have a loofah in your shower?
No, soap to skin, man.
Wow. Yeah,
bar right to skin.
Yeah.
I don't even use bar soap.
Look who's a little light in the loafers with his loofah.
Liquid, yeah, I'm a loofer. Hey, I own it. It's Pride Month.
Oh, my God.
I own it. I own it.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm very proud of you
so
for loofing.
You're saying that orcas, one orca gets out of the water and grabs some seaweed. It goes back in the water and puts a little rub-a-dub-dub, scrub on the other orca.
Seaweed is not just found on the beach. Seaweed is in the ocean. You've seen it floating.
Right. So another orca goes up to the top where it's floating.
Yes.
Grabs a couple of strands of seaweed.
And loofahs his
pal. Goes down and says, hey, Rebecca, come here.
It is, yeah.
Hey,
it is
I got
Pride
a loofah you. I don't buy that.
It's a true story. They caught, not
they,
they caught
them. What, they put hidden cameras in your bathroom?
Yeah, and that guy from Dateline comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, they
do
put
you know
a
why
camera.
I'm here, Joe?
Oh. Hey, Rebecca, watch out for hidden cameras in the bathroom down here.
Yeah.
You know, these scientists are perverts.
No, they observed, I'm sorry, not caught, they observed orcas loofahing each other to get rid of the like the barnacles and stuff off on
sure
each other.
They
did. Yeah, it's for Popular Science.
Yeah, popular. Yeah. If it's so damn popular, why haven't I heard about this?
Listen, you can't imagine what scientists are doing all over the world. I mean, observing orcas loofing at each other. Did you see that they came to Colorado? Scientists came to Colorado and picked up 4,000 pieces of hail to study.
No.
Yeah, they did.
4,000.
4,000 pieces.
Why would you need 4,000?
Just to get samples.
Wouldn't 500
various
work?
Sizes, shapes.
I mean, think about it. What if 500 work?
I
mean,
think went to different
it.
Towns. They went to Weld, you know.
4,000.
County. 4,000.
Right on the nose. Not $3.99.
Will you look and see if I'm right about the 4,000?
4,000.
All right. So something about scientists come to Colorado and pick up 4,000 pieces of hail.
I have heard of them like asking people that the hail just came down. If you find some like good piece of hail,
what,
you stick
mail
it in
it
the
to
freezer.
Them?
No, you stick it in your freezer so that they can come,
so they can
pick
come
it
and get it in their Yeti.
Yeah, so I'm seeing it's called, it says scientists at Project Ice Chip have collected approximately 4,000 hailstones to study storm secrets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you're Project Ice Chip, that's probably just, you know, to save your job, to go out and collect some hail.
No,
I mean, you're Project Ice Chip, you got to do something,
how
right?
How do you think they figure out all this different stuff about, you know, weather? It's called science.
Oh,
PJ.
And it says the lead guy on this is from Northern Illinois University.
Nice,
yeah.
See? It's my Illinois peeps.
Jamie.
What?
They can't even get it right if it's going to rain today. What do you mean? How do they figure all this out? They figured nothing
it's
out.
It's called science.
It was supposed to rain yesterday and it never did.
Let's go back to orcas.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We shouldn't kneel before wealth like this.
Who's kneeling?
The people at Venice. Man, they're going crazy over this Jeff Bezos wedding. They're saying, we shouldn't kneel before wealth like this. This just shows the world that people can buy whatever they want. If you can rent Venice for your wedding, then you can pay more taxes.
You know what I feel for him? I really do. Because I know, for me, if Jeff Bezos and Dirty Sanchez was getting married in Littleton,
yeah,
I'd be upset.
Yeah, because it disrupts everything.
Yeah, because it blocks everything. The roads have to take a different route. It'd be a real pain in the butt for Littleton.
They're saying that the people of Venice are going to block any possible way for them to get to their wedding. They're using blow-up boats to block all the canals. If you've ever been to Venice, it's just a world of canals. That's their streets. And so they're going to blow up things and put them all in the canals so boats can't go through. They're going to clog them all up. They're going to rope off yacht spaces because I guess a lot of celebrities are on their way right now in their yachts over to Venice. And now some people are having to find a spot in Capri. And then they'll have to heli over. It says some of these problems are just so out of our mind. Like, where will we find a place to put our yacht?
This buildup and the money being spent, it has all the makings of a divorce.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah.
Even all their glassware and plateware, their silverware, everything has been hand blown and handmade.
I think
even their plates.
When you get down to what they're doing with all the details, the money, the disruption, everything they're doing, it smells like a relationship that's not going to last. It's all built on just stealth.
It's all for show.
Yeah, because it's just obnoxious, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is just when you have your silverware made.
Yeah, that's intense.
Come on. Really? You can't just go to the outlet stores and get some silverware?
Amazon, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Ship it in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll see how this goes. BJ and I were talking off the air. It's like, I wonder if, because, listen, Lauren Sanchez, obviously, this is her doing. I don't feel like Jeff Bezos, needs handmade silverware, right?
No, he doesn't.
It just doesn't seem, I don't know. She's changed him a lot, hasn't she?
No.
Yeah. He used to be a pasty little, wimpy guy.
He's not little anymore.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. She changed him. Now he gets self-tanners and he has, muscles.
He wears cowboy hats.
Yeah. Bizarre. Lifts in his shoes. She's changed.
She's calling the shots on this, though.
Oh, for sure.
Big time. Yeah. Sure. I think the one thing missing right now is network broadcast TV. She really wants that. She wants this thing to be worldwide, just like a royal wedding.
Yeah, she does.
That's what she wants.
They should just stream it on Amazon Prime.
That's perfect.
I don't know. Prime TV, baby. The word stream's not enough for her. She wants an actual network broadcast.
No, you're right. She does want it like a royal wedding, where we all wake up at 1 a.m. and watch it.
No, she wants billions around the world to watch. Stream's not going to get it there. Man. It's got to be a biggie. And that's what she wants.
Somebody said that Jeff Bezos and BJ Harris have a lot in common.
Why, does he use a loofah too?
No, you both have your balls in your wife's purses. You guys could be besties.
This will be the third time. This will be the third time I've had to type back suck on it on this computer.
I thought it was Bobo.
I've changed it around today. Okay. Suck on it.
Oh, man.
My turn today.
Now you're very bold. Yeah.
I think I've written that 3 or 4 times.
By the way, what color is your loofah?
Blue.
Oh, it's blue. Okay.
Blue and white.
Oh, blue and white. Oh,
got some blue, got some white.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, blue and white.
Because I didn't know this, but there's this retirement home, and I guess whatever color loofah they use is the kind of...
person you are?
Yeah.
Personality?
Yeah.
Something like that? All right, go ahead. Blue.
Blue. You full-on swap with other couples.
Oh. Have a little party.
Well, you can't swap if nobody's offered. So we've got a little hang-up on that.
Yeah.
No offers yet.
But the white means that you're a novice and a beginner at it.
At what?
At swapping.
Never done it. So far, it's dead on.
Just yeah,
it's
dead on.
Yeah. It's too bad you don't have a black loofah, because that means full on everything and anything all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder where you get one. Is it over there at that Bed Bath and Loofahs?
Yeah. Is Bed Bath and Beyond out of business?
No. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
they're gone. Yep. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. I remember, though, I want to tell you this. There's this girl that she was married to. Oh, my God. What's his name? It doesn't matter. She's married to this big producer, Ron Howard's partner. And she was married to him, and she had 17 bathrooms. And so she was laughing because remember back in the day where Bed Bath & Beyond had an example of all their bathroom towels, like, oh, and they'd have like fake little sinks, how you would decorate it.
Yep.
She had so many bathrooms that she couldn't even buy enough towels at Bed Bath & Beyond in different colors. You know? I mean, like, that's having too many bathrooms where they run out like, oh, sorry, we only have 10 different kinds.
Repeat a color.
Exactly. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, what was I going to tell you? There was lots going on. Brad Pitt has come clean about his whole thing. He said he hit rock bottom with his experience with alcohol. He was on this Armchair podcast. Is that
Dax Shepard?
Dax Shepard's, because Dax is sober too, right? Yep. But hasn't Dax fallen off a couple times?
Yeah,
that's what
he's gone back for. Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Brad Pitt was on with Dax Shepard, and he talked about how much he enjoyed Alcoholics Anonymous. Here,
you know, I was in pretty, I was pretty much on my back.
Yeah,
you know, on my knees, and I was really open to. I was trying anything and everyone, anything anyone threw at me. It was a particular.
Yeah.
Difficult time. I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the up in some areas. And it just meant a lot to me. So, yeah, the first is, oh, my God, it's coming around. You know, it's coming around. It's getting closer. It's going to be yours.
Yeah.
But everyone was so open.
It's contagious, right?
It is. It gives you permission in a way to go, okay, I'm going to step out on this edge and see what happens. And then I really, you know, I just really grew to love it.
So good for him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really pretty awesome. But like I said earlier today, it tells me, though, if he was at rock bottom and stuff, that stuff on that jet, I feel like it did happen. Like he was just so blacked out and out of his mind.
Yeah. I've never doubted it happened, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, that happened.
Yeah.
He was all liquored up that day.
And when your kids change their last name, something bad happened.
Yeah.
They all changed their last name. Although I saw that the Obama's daughter, she changed her name or something. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, she dropped it.
She dropped the Obama?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to be attached to that for her, you know, her career.
Oh.
You know, it was kind of holding her back, she thought.
Really?
Well, if she ran into somebody who didn't like her dad, then...
Oh, I guess so.
But you would still know it's her dad. I don't get it. Right?
Well,
you would still know.
Yeah. What are you seeing there, Schmidel?
It's basically what BJ said. She's trying to avoid what they call nepotism, which is where they,
thanks,
you know...
I think we know what nepotism is.
Sorry.
What is that? She wants to detach herself from the Obama name.
Did you guys?
And she did.
Did you guys see Amanda Bynes?
Oh my!
I feel so bad for her. I feel like I feel like she did so many drugs or whatever that she has brain damage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something's not
it's
right.
It's so wild. It doesn't even look like... She doesn't look like the same
she does.
Person
it's
at
Amanda
all.
Bynes. I think, was it Disney or Nickelodeon? Nickelodeon. She was on Nickelodeon forever, and she was the cutest little girl. I mean, teenager. And now, it's just... She's wrecked. She's... And it's like something's not okay upstairs right here.
It's sad to
see. You
say.
Know what upstairs is?
No, what is that?
Your brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
up here. That like would explain why I don't know it. Yeah.
You know what's sad, probably?
Yeah.
Is there probably is somebody in their car, in all honesty, going, I don't know what nepotism is.
It's a big word, dude.
They're probably like freaking out, like, man, they actually.
Tell
like,
us more.
Yeah, everybody should know that word. Somebody's Googling it right now. What is it? Oh my God, what is it? Anyway, she doesn't look so good. I'm worried about her. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? That's all. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, thunderstorms in the forecast today. Maybe some hail and high winds, too.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.